fog tacked south and then eastward, riding over the gulf toward the coast. When they were about 30 miles from land, he banked gently and began running parallel to Somalia, gradually fine-tuning his position until he was about 15 miles from the craggy shore. The African continent lay roughly 30,000 feet below, part of the dull blackness out the co-pilot's side window. Zen's flight hawk slipped along below them at 2,500 feet, providing a close-up view of the shoreline and nearby ship traffic. The night seemed quiet, with a few empty tankers heading toward the Persian Gulf and a cluster of fishing boats tied up near a settlement on the shore. Within an hour, they were coming up toward La Sogara, a tiny hamlet on the coast. "Colonel, we have a couple of surface contacts moving at pretty high speed here," said Dish Malik from his radar station upstairs. Three patrol boats. They're being ID'd by the computer as members of the Super Devorah Mark II class. That's an Israeli ship, patrol boat, so the computer is just making a match to the closest type." "Flight Hawk leader, see if you can get a close-up view," said Dog. He checked the sit-rep map. The Abner Reed, just barely visible on the radar, was about 50 miles farther east and just to the north, next to a much larger ship. Here was his chance to say hello to the task group's commander and maybe give him an assist at the same time. "I think these may be the pirates X-Ray Pop has been hunting," Dog told Zen. "Track them while we make contact."
"I'm on it," said Zen.
Ali strained in the direction the helmsman was pointing.